Sam Edmund, before we head back to your calls, has been good enough to jump on the line for a McCafe coffee catch-up. Treat yourself to a smooth, delicious coffee crafted by expert baristas at McCafe, available 24-7. Welcome to you, Sam. Great to have you on.
Always great to be with you, Pipe. I've been listening. You're off and running on a Monday. Great to be with you.
Yeah, it's nice. You know how much fun it is taking people's calls and doing this show and during Gerard Whateley's show, as you have for the last few weeks. But you're back to your normal news-sniffing self these days. What have you come up with?
Well, look, I think, Dwayne, and some people might think differently here, I fear that Anzac Day Sunday, we might be headed for a dreaded clump jumper clash. Now, Collingwood have just released their Guernsey, which I must say, Dwayne, is very dark. Now, the stripes are more grey than they are white. Smart-looking kit, but quite dark. Now, Essendon have had theirs out for quite a while. It's traditional in the sense that it's obviously a red sash on a black jumper. The red is made up of poppies, which is a nice touch. Now, there is a lot of black in these uniforms. If you haven't seen this, the SEN Twitter account published them not too long ago. I've checked with the AFL. The clubs will indeed be wearing both of these tops or Guernseys as advertised. We're not yet sure, Dwayne, who will be wearing the white shorts, but one of them obviously will, which does help somewhat. But, gee, there's a lot of black in both of these Guernseys. And it's Collingwood's home game, Pipe, but I reckon this, looking back through the archives, is the probably the biggest departure they've made from their traditional strip for some time in this game, in this fixture. It's, as I say, less white and more grey. And I reckon it's going to be hard to differentiate.
So can I throw something up? And I know I'm probably going to offend some Essendon supporters here, but it is a Collingwood home game. Can I throw something up for you in the AFL to think about?
Go on.
Is red shorts an option for Essendon? Because that would stop any clash if they wore red shorts.
Has Essendon ever worn red shorts? They must have. Would they have?
Oh, I think they have in the past, years ago.
Yeah.
But
so,
anyway, look, I'll probably, got my fingers crossed.
Yeah, it'll probably be white shorts given they are the away team, as you say. Collingwood, of course, will always wear their dark socks. Maybe you stick Essendon in the white shorts, and as I say, that will help. But, geez, on the surface of it, when you look at these two tops, at
the MCG, photos.
Might be difficult.
Interesting one.
That's what
All
we
right,
know.
Well, I have to wait and see those jumpers modelled with a couple of players side by side. It might be okay, but remember, Collingwood with this jumper that we're showing has got the big red Emirates thing on the chest as well. So Collingwood's actually got some red on their black and white with the Emirates logo. And Essendon's logo is black and white with Fujitsu. Anyway, it'll be interesting. What have you got next?
Hey, listen, and how many people will get to Anzac Day will be interesting as well, Dwayne. I know you had a couple of calls on this earlier concerning members who are unsure of how many people can go. Well, we knew the AFL obviously conducted that data trial last weekend, Carlton and Port Adelaide, Western Bulldogs, Gold Coast as well, that involved all fans submitting their contact details, which was a big test case for the health department to see how comprehensively they could contact trace should, obviously, worst case scenario, someone test positive at the football. Now, it was deemed a success, and that trial will continue at selected games this weekend. But, Dwayne, we're not going to be getting, unfortunately, anywhere near 100,000 fans to Anzac Day. So the health department are indicating that they won't make a decision on crowd capacity until later this week. Now, as far as Anzac Day goes, on Sunday, tickets went on sale for the MCC members today. Club members get access from tomorrow. So it's going to come too late for the game to reach capacity, and also too late for what's really important to people, Dwayne, and that is members being able to sit in their own designated seats, which has been a big issue for many people out there. But it's a really complex issue, the ticketing. The old system, I'm told, should come back into operation in the next sort of 2 to 3 weeks, all things going well, which will be welcome news for everyone, I'm sure.
So you're saying that people are very likely to be able to sit in their actual seats come the latter half of the year?
Yes, absolutely. That's the indication at the moment. The health department, though, Dwayne, they're still nervous. But the Victorian government is getting restless, I think it's fair to say, with the interstaters going to 100% capacity. And this is how governments work, isn't it? It's very competitive. And they saw them, I think they were great scenes at Optus Stadium, weren't they, on Friday night. 100% crowd capacity there. They got 54, more than 54,000 for a stadium that holds 60. So they're looking at that all the time. But the health department, particularly nervous. Even if we get approval for 100% capacity on Thursday or Friday this week, Dwayne, it's just going to come too late for the big locomotive to wind up into action to get 100,000 at the MCG on Anzac Day.
Bit of response. So, yes, my memory is correct. They did wore red shorts. Wear red shorts, Essendon. A couple here on the text. Red shorts, yes, please. Shorts in the 80s, I owned them. Another one here, absolutely. Red shorts for Essendon, the Simon Madden era. A few years back, they wore red shorts. Bring them back, Pipe, Toby. Dwayne Essendon have worn Reg shorts, and it was horrible. Please never again. And another here from J-Dog. Essendon wore red shorts during the 70s. Tim Watson hated them when he was playing. So there you go. So a big bit of mixed reaction to the thought of red shorts, but yes, they have worn them. Okay, what's going to happen to Collingwood? Jordan DeGoey, Jeremy Howe with the phone use.
Yeah, before we leave the Pies, we did discuss this on Crunch Time on Saturday that the AFL Integrity Department was going to ask the question of Collingwood around the mobile phone access for those two players, Jordan DeGoey and Jeremy Howe. The league has now fired off that please explain. I do despise that phrase, Dwayne, but that's what we all call it, to Collingwood. And it is sounding like we will have an answer on that very soon. If not today, then certainly by close of business tomorrow. As we know, AFL rules state. And in fact, this is a case in world sport for betting and integrity and such that mobile phones can't be accessed or used in the rooms from the start of the game until the end. So they weren't on that approved list of 10 that that the clubs get access to for using a mobile device. So a clear breach. The AFL has asked the question. They certainly didn't like the look of it on primetime TV on Friday night, Dwayne.
So we presume the players didn't know the rule?
Well, they should, though, shouldn't they? Because they're not exactly first-year players. They've been around for a long time.
If you knew the rule, you wouldn't do it.
No, and the other part of it is, Dwayne, if you look at the vision, the mobile phone box or locked-up case, whatever you want to call it, was open when Jordan DeGoey went over to it, which, again, he's speaking to some other clubs.
But they can't get Armaguard to take it out and drive it back 10 minutes after the game. I mean, you have to have the phone somewhere, can you?
No, you do. But speaking to other clubs over the course of the weekend, they were shocked that it was out there in the open and unlocked and open. I mean, it's not a new thing. It's certainly been, and some people might say it's a ridiculous, but it's in there for the right reasons. And for those saying that the players were contacting their loved ones, well, that's exactly why the football manager, in this case a very experienced one, Graham Wright, is on the approved list of 10 that can access the phones.
So what are you expecting, a large suspended fine? And the world to be told that next time it won't be a suspended fine, it'll be even game suspension for players?
Yeah, I think so. I think a sanction is a real possibility, whether it's suspended or actually comes into effect. Look, I'm not sure what the punishment is going to be. I think there'll be something in there concrete, so we'll wait and see what happens there from the AFL. Certainly, okay. As I say, they didn't like the look of it, Dwayne.
And you got one to leave us with?
I want to talk about Nathan Jones, who was playing his 300th game this weekend, Anzac Eve against Richmond. Also have Dustin Martin playing his 250th game. Jeez, he's got there quick, Dustin Martin, to 250. But I think you have to admire Nathan Jones, don't you? The man known as Chunk has been an absolute warrior. Been at the club for some of its darkest days, of course. Could have left, stayed, been a good captain, been loyal, has kept Father Time at bay as well, and well-deserving of a 300-game milestone.
Yeah, nice one, Sam. I really appreciate you jumping on the line. Sam Edmund, SEN Chief Reporter for McCafe Coffee Catch-Up. Treat yourself to a smooth, delicious coffee crafted by expert baristas at McCafe, available 24/7. Plenty still to come. We'll take a quick break. Your calls, your texts, still to come later in the program. Giants General Manager of Football, Jason McCartney. We'll find out what his role is with his football department when it comes to phones, soft cap discussions, and Brisbane Lions AFLW Premiership coach Craig Starcevic. Daniel Garb is what to talk about this huge story in Europe about a possible breakaway soccer competition.